Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Carter Hunt Podcast. I'm your host, Carter LaCourte. For episode two, we have some big news out of Major League Baseball and the Houston Astros, as their ace, Justin Verlander, will miss a great deal of time with a forearm strain. And this injury will be very devastating for the Astros. It was originally reported by Chandler Rome of the Houston Chronicle that Verlander would miss the 2020 season with an elbow injury. Since then, we know it's a forearm strain. And then Verlander and Dusty Baker do not think that it will take a very long time. And I'll pull it up from Verlander's Twitter. He tweeted, "The report that I'm currently missing the rest of the season is not accurate. There is a forearm strain. I'm hopeful that with some rest, it will heal and I'll be able to return soon. Thank you all for the well wishes," and the praying emoji. So definitely Verlander thinks that he will be back fairly soon. So that's good news for the Astros fans. Hopefully for them, it will only be a couple weeks. As Dusty Baker said, that he'll be shut down for some weeks, then be reevaluated, which at that point, if everything's going well, would likely mean he'd start throwing and that he could get back into some game action. For the Astros, I don't think it's going to be that big on the playoff race. The Astros are still very, very good. And they're still the best team in the AL West and still not close. And their rotation is still about average to above average. Obviously, it depends on if guys play to their full potential. But we'll dive into that in a couple minutes. But first, the specifics of the injury. They already said it's forearm strain, which could be really bad. That's the elbow. And it's not going to be Tommy John, at least it most likely will not be, which is good for Astros fans. It should not affect at all your predictions for the Astros and their playoff run. And I know in the last 2 years, they've lost Charlie Morton and Gerrit Cole. And now Verlander's out for most of the year. That hurts their rotation a lot. And also Dallas Keuchel, forgot about that guy, former Cy Young winner. And I know he's not at, or used to be, but still a very good pitcher. And that's hard to bounce back from, but the Astros still have a good rotation. They have Lance McCullers Jr., who pitched the other day. He's back from Tommy John. Hopefully, Verlander won't have to go through what McCullers did, but likely he will not have to. Other guy who will probably be taking over as the ace is Zach Greinke. Greinke is around the same age as Verlander. Both guys are very old, in their late 30s. He's more of a concern, especially if he doesn't perform early. And he hasn't been as good as the Astros would have hoped when they acquired him from Arizona last year at the trade deadline. But he's still a good 1-2 starter. After that, it gets a little bit murky, especially when you take into account all the injuries that the Astros have to their potential rotation and guys who could have been making the fifth starter spot. So the third starter is a guy who was only in the bullpen last year. That's Josh James. Throws hard, strikes a lot of guys out. He'll be fine as a starter when he makes his debut. So far, Verlander, Greinke, McCullers, those are your three starters that have pitched so far. And the fifth guy is going to be lefty. That's Framber Valdez. He'll be fine. He's serviceable. I think he'll probably could be moved to the bullpen if Verlander and another guy who we'll get to in a second return from injury. For the potential guys who could take over for Verlander, it could be top prospect Forrest Whitley. Whitley is going to be making his debut this year, and he should be pitching. I know a guy who also could be is Sandal Perez. Those guys are going to be like the fifth, with McCullers and Greinke in the 1-2, James in the 3. But if you look at the guys who have been hurt right now, the guy who I was alluding to earlier, Jose Urquidy, that's a big loss as well. Brad Peacock, who likely would have been in the bullpen, he'd be starter now if Verlander went down and Peacock was healthy. Also guys like Austin Pruitt, who they acquired from the Rays. He's a guy that definitely could be a starter, but unfortunately he's also injured. For Verlander, it's a big loss. He'll be fine. He should come back as good as he used to be, unless it requires further action, which at this point seems like that's not the case. As the reports for Astros fans have actually gotten better since Houston Chronicle's original report, he'd be out for the entire year. So, for Verlander, we all know he isn't the youngest guy. He's 37 years old right now, and he's had a very good career. He'll go into the Hall of Fame. won the Cy Young last year. League leading 21 wins, league leading 223 innings, 34 starts, 0.803 whip, 5.5 hits per nine. All those things were league leading. 300 strikeouts on dot, 2.58 ERA, and just beat out Gerrit Cole, his former teammate, for that Cy Young spot. Also got 11th in MVP voting. And I think Cole probably should have won, but that's just a conversation for another time. Cole also beat him in ERA, strikeouts, but whatever. Nowadays, Cole probably should have won, but in the old days, Verlander definitely would have won. Legally, he wins 10 innings pitched. It's just, game starts, hell yeah. But looking at Verlander, he pitched opening day, got the win against Seattle. 3 hits, 6 innings, 2 runs, so quality start. A walk, 7 strikeouts, and 2 home runs, which kind of shows Verlander's struggles last year with 36 home runs allowed. It has been a struggle for Verlander, home run-wise. But anyways, he should be back end of this year, and he'll be playing probably into his 40s, and the Astros, they'll be fine without him. I think you should not change your prediction or maybe bet that the Astros aren't going to make it, because they're still going to make it. Their lineup is still so, so good. With guys like Bregman, Altuve, Springer, Jordan Alvarez, Brantley, Correa, and Carlos Correa, who I always forget is one of the best hitting shortstops in all of baseball. So, and I'm probably still forgetting someone right now, like Josh Reddick, who's definitely good. Yuli Gurriel had over 100 RBIs last year. But point is, the Astros lineup is very good. Their bullpen is good enough. I know losing Will Harris hurts, but they still have guys like Asuna and Chris Devensky, if he can rebound. I know he's not the best right now. Ryan Pressly is a very good, very, very good reliever at the end of that bullpen. And you also could move some guys back if Verlander comes back eventually, when Urquidy, Peacock, when he goes back to the bullpen, Urquidy will go to the rotation. So I still stand where I was with the Astros 1, Angels 2, Rangers 3, A's 4, Mariners 5, in that order for my AL West predictions. I know it's not most conventional AL West predictions, but I'm keeping it there. So, yeah, I still think that's going to happen, even without Verlander for the Astros. I know that's going to be a big blow, but like I've said multiple times throughout this podcast, they will be fine. So, just going into stuff around the league, Verlander is not the first ace to be shut down, or at least injured, so far this year. And I know he's not on the same level as Verlander, but Eduardo Rodriguez at the Red Sox, I know his was more coronavirus-related reasons, but he's out. Steven Strasburg had the nerve issue in his right hand. The Nationals, he missed a start. He'll be out for a little bit. Of course, Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers, he got scratched for opening day. So, ace starting pitchers are not immune so far early this year. Even without Cole, even without Verlander, even if Zach Greinke isn't at his top, the Astros will make the playoffs in 2020. So that is really at the end of this podcast, and just wanted to keep it short. So for now, thanks for listening, and bye, guys.